Good morning. 6:36 and 24. We'll take a full look at your forecast coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your rock news. Well, details of the suicide attempted by Chester Bennington 9 months prior to the one that he died from was held out of the autopsy report that was released yesterday. This is according to TMZ. Now, there has been an official autopsy that has been released, and at this point, they have found alcohol, or they did find alcohol in Chester Bennington's system. Now, one report did show signs of ecstasy, but two other autopsy and blood reports showed that that wasn't the case. So it's hard to say why the first one would have had that in there, had the trace amounts of ecstasy in his blood and the other two not. So right now they're saying he did not have drugs in his system. However, there was trace amounts of alcohol. At the time, Chester was also on an antidepressant, which some are believing is part of the suicide attempt. When you mix that with alcohol, that could be. There are still a lot of details that need to be released on this, and they are putting those out. Obviously, Chester had the amounts of alcohol in the system when he hanged himself on July 20th. The official toxicology results that say the investigators found a prescription bottle of generic Ambien on his dresser. There was also a half-pint glass of Corona and an empty bottle of Stella on his dresser. Police also found pieces of fingernail underneath his iPhone and on a table in his bedroom. Chester's wife, Talinda, told police he would remove parts of his nails when he was anxious. There'll be more to come. Still very tragic, and people still trying to understand exactly what happened. That's your rock news. We'll be back.